Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Flashcast, an unofficial podcast of the CW's The Flash. I'm Steven Bueno.
Cristian Cabrera.
If you're new to the podcast, what we do is discuss every week's episode of The Flash. So this week, we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 20, Rupture. Now, we had a lot going on in this episode, as throughout the whole episode, we had Wells. Well, we had several storylines going on. Mm-hmm. We have Wells trying to convince Barry to go through with the particle accelerator plan. We had Cisco and his brother, and we had Zoom essentially taking over the world, even though he's just starting with Central City at the moment, and then he'll move on.
Well, we also had one other thing too. It's the pretty much the reintroduction of Barry's dad coming back too.
And yeah, that's definitely one of them. We did have speculations as to why his dad left, but it just sort of seems like his dad left just to leave, really.
Yeah, because at first, I remember everyone was thinking that he was probably Zoom. That's the only reason why. It was one of those ones. And then the other ones, pretty much, he couldn't really cope with being there. But now we know he's ready to, like, come back to society, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see, because, like, much like you, I thought there was going to be a very specific reason as to why he left. Mm-hmm. But it really does sort of feel like, okay, he didn't fit into the life that Barry had at the moment. Mm-hmm. And now it sort of feels like, well, maybe now it's the time for him to come back and be reintroduced to his son, essentially. Now, one thing we see at the very beginning of the episode, which is, like, the nice misdirect, is where we see, like, the Flash kind of going around town in this car chase. And then we learn that it's Cisco and Barry sort of, like, faking it through satellites and holograms. And Cisco's joystick, we see that they're just kind of faking it. And they're making this, like, image, and they're making it seem like the Flash is still out there. You know, presumably to give people hope.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, crap, they already did the particle accelerator. So I'm assuming that this was just, like, time in the future. But no, everything's going in the present time. And it was like, oh, you got to be kidding me, really? It's like, oh. And I love the fact that they did that, too. Because of what Cisco said too. It's like, if they can bring Tupac into a concert, we can bring the Flash into, like, a crime scene, which is pretty sick.
And, you know, Harrison Wells makes fun of them because he says that it's really temporary. Like, eventually someone's going to notice that the Flash never talks, that the Flash never touches anything or even goes inside. He's got a point. Like, it's only a temporary fix. You know, Wells is offering a very permanent fix. And he's offering something that's going to return Barry to the way he was. Now, I think that's why Barry goes to see his dad, because he sees this as a huge danger. And he's like, look, it's a really big decision that he's not ready to make on his own.
Yeah, it's crazy that I didn't expect him to actually go see his dad until once that scene came around. I was like, oh, wow. It's like, okay, like, he's pretty much he's having a heart-to-heart talk with his dad. He's pretty much saying, this might happen, and I'm not sure, what do you think I should do? And he's pretty much telling him, like, well, you realize that you were in a coma when the last one happened. So do you really think you're just going to be up and ready to go when the second one happens? And that pretty much got him thinking the entire time. It's like, well, that's true. Do I harm myself again, or do I hopefully hope for the better that's not going to happen again?
But that's the thing. Like, I also kind of thought, like, Barry's dad can't really talk about the situation, because Barry's dad is really against it, and he keeps saying that there's got to be another way, and there's got to be other methods, and essentially he doesn't want Barry to go through it because there is the very likely scenario that he might die. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his dad's being very protective, and he's saying that there's got to be another way, but I think it comes from a place of not knowing, because he hasn't seen Zoom, and he hasn't really seen what this villain can do and how he can take over a world. So it's very short. I always thought it was very short-sighted for his dad to see things that way.
Yeah, he's just doing it for protection, which makes sense. It really does. Because, what, coma 9 months. Okay, damn, that's a long time. But death could also come from it, too. Oh, man. I can see where he's coming from. It really is one of those very terrible situations. It really is. And if it could cause, what, death? Then, yeah, I can see why he was so skeptical about it, too.
So as that's going on, we do see Zoom come into the precinct, mm-hmm. and pretty much declare, like, okay, guys, this is my world now. Just letting you guys know, I'm going to run this and no one can question me on it.
Yeah. And he pretty much tells all the cops, is like, everyone's going to listen to me now. That's it.
Like, there's no way around it. Yeah. And I mean, who can really question him? The Flash in there, even when the Flash was there, he really couldn't question him. So now who's really going to be there to stop him?
Yeah, nobody.
Absolutely no one can. And I think the police force saw that they were like, well, there's no possible way for us to beat this scenario. Now that he's got the Flash of Speed Force, like, there's no way at all.
No, there isn't. It's pretty much hopeless in that situation, if you think about it.
So that puts the pressure on Barry to really decide what to do, whether he wants to do the particle accelerator or not. And, you know, you do see him interact with basically his three fathers, you know, because like it or not, you know, to an extent, Harrison Wells has been this father figure to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within the first season and with Yubar Thawne, like, he was this huge mentor figure. You know, obviously Joe and his actual father have been mentors in his life. But Harrison Wells has too. And I liked seeing those three in the room discussing what could happen with Barry and the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Because they're all very much looking out for him. Even though, like, Wells doesn't say it as much, I think he does care for Barry quite a bit. Or he just cares for the group in general.
He just cares about pretty much making sure everything is safe. That's always been his approach. And that's why that entire scenario when they were all arguing, he was always saying, you need to do it. His dad was saying no. And then Joe was pretty much saying, well, it's not really up to you guys. It's really up to Barry. So at least he was the center of that, which is great because you see all three sides from it, which is a perfect, like, that was a perfect scenario. And I didn't think it was going to take this long, though. If you think about it, it took a long time for him to make a decision.
Yeah, and he only really made the decision when his hand was forced, because mm-hmm. essentially it's when Zoom came out that he was like, oh, okay, there's something that I might have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what was interesting is, so let's just go back a little bit to what's going on with Cisco and his brother. And, you know, Cisco being attacked by Rupture, who's his brother's doppelganger in Earth 2. And, you know, that kind of attack sort of led Barry to think, okay, maybe this is the only option. And it really shows you that Barry's willing to do just about anything to protect his family.
Yeah.
And to protect those around him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a really big thing because, you know, Barry's dad tells him too that he's got in his head that he's nothing without his speed. Well, the thing is, the speed gave Barry so much purpose. And now he can't see himself in a scenario where he can't help those he cares for.
It really is a terrible situation because the longer he takes, the more and more danger will occur. And the thing is, like, it's the most obvious choice, but he doesn't see it that way because he always trying to think of a different way. And that's essentially what pretty much caused it to speed up the entire situation. It's like, I need to do it now. Like, honestly, this is especially that part where they get attacked by Rupture. Holy crap. Like, honestly, there's just one supervillain. Okay, there's another one. Like, two of them is really... If it was just one, it probably might have been a lot easier to manage. But two of them attacking at the same time, it's going to make things a little more difficult and it will speed up your process.
I will say the Rupture looked freaking cool, by the way.
Yeah, it's...
I like this costume and I like this scythe, man. And even his powers. Like, Rupture was cool, dude.
I'm not going to lie. His is actually one of the few costumes. That's exactly how it is in the comic books. That's exactly how it looks like the entire way. The only difference is it's the person. It's actually Armando Ramon, who's actually their other brother. They're supposed to have three brothers, but for some reason they only have two in this one, which is fine. In the comics, there's three brothers. And he is actually the oldest brother.
So that's who ends up being Rupture?
It eventually ends up being Rupture, but in this one, at least it's only two brothers, and then the oldest one being Dante is end up being Rupture, which is actually pretty cool. Regardless, it's still a brother thing.
You know what's interesting to see is also, after the last encounter that they had, where Cisco and his brother kind of dealt with stuff together, you would think that their relationship would be better, but it really isn't. It seemed like nothing changed.
No, it that's one of those things, too, because his brother even made mentions of it, too. It's like, well, you got me here, too. It's like, well, are we going to get attacked by, like, another set of villains again? Like, and it's weird the way how his brother says it. Like, we haven't been close since we were kids, and the one time you actually want to, you know, kind of bury the hatchet, and he pretty much, like, kind of tells him, like, no.
Yeah, he pretty much disregards him, which I thought was, I mean, really cold, to be honest with you. Like, here's Cisco trying, and his brother's like, yeah, I really don't care, dude. And he's being very dismissive the whole time. So it's weird to see Cisco like that because you're so used to seeing everyone kind of embrace Cisco and being very, very friendly. And then you see this guy who's like his family being very cold.
Oh, yeah. And it's really, you can feel that tension too between them, man. It was really devastating. And his brother pretty much blamed him for everything. It's like, well, luckily he didn't freaking destroy my hand, but I can still play piano, but I'm just off like an octave.
No, that was pretty rough to see. And like, it really sucked to see Cisco go through that because you kind of relate to the character to an extent. You know the character and you're like, look, he doesn't deserve that. And, like, all the stuff he's done and all the stuff he continues to do, and to just kind of treat him that way. It's like, well, you don't know, dude. Mm-hmm. So we flash forward a little bit, and we see this nice interaction with Barry and Iris.
Yeah.
So Iris kind of just reveals, like, hey, I think I might be into you.
That was one of the pretty much the main big points in this entire episode, because this shows that she feels that it's destiny, and he pretty much feels like, okay, whoa, like, I can't believe this is actually going to happen too. And it's pushing forward that their relationship is going to be taken further, and it's freaking, and it's great. I love that, because that's supposed to happen. And honestly, it's like, oh my God, I really want it to happen.
Well, it does kind of seem like fate, because as she mentions, Earth 2, they were married. Mm-hmm. In the future, they're married. Like, it just sort of seems like everything's going to put them together. And you could tell, I mean, she does have feelings for Barry.
Mm-hmm. She definitely does. Like, it you can tell from every interaction they've had, they've always cared about each other.
It's nice to see that interaction again. And, you know, you do want to kind of see her in that role. And even though I was a huge fan of Patty, it's still like you want to see Iris and Barry and you know, where that kind of takes off. So it's kind of left just in the air, because they don't really like talk about them being together. She just kind of mentions like, hey, I'm into you and I'm aware of this now.
Yeah, that's a good subtle thing that they actually pick up from there. Like, it's really, really good.
Now, we move forward and we see all the cops at Jitters. Mm-hmm. And they're all there to stop Rupture. Now, as this is going on, Caitlin sends them a message. Like, hey, this guy's going to go attack Jitters. So just letting you guys know, because I guess it's just known that all the cops are at the coffee shop. Now, they do set up a plan and they do sort of capture Rupture to an extent. You know, they're beating him.
Yeah.
And, you know, lo and behold, Zoom shows up.
Oh, man.
And that was intense, dude.
It was a really hard scene to watch. It really was. And honestly, then them apprehending Rupture was great. You can tell it was a really hard fought battle. And essentially, even though it was like a hologram, and then them just pretty much just shocking him, and that's it. But it showed like how much it took to take him down. It's really crazy. But then Zoom comes in. Oh, holy crap.
He just wipes everyone out, kills everyone. And not only that, he realizes why they're doing the hologram, like this whole thing of hope. Mm-hmm. And he tells them off the bat, or he grabs the camera and he tells everyone, like, no, don't get it wrong. The police can't help you. The Flash can't help you. It's been a hologram. All your hope is lost. All your heroes are dead, is what he wants to get at. And I like that Zoom is that kind of villainous character, that it's like, no, not only do I want to instill fear on you, I want it to like seep deep, deep down, and for you to feel it in every aspect of your life.
Yeah, man, that entire scene was essentially a blink of an eye. He just destroys everybody, still keeps the captain, still keeps Joe alive, and just makes that gigantic statement with the camera. But you know what I thought was hilarious, though? If you notice when he's holding the camera, you notice that the background's spinning too. So it looks like he's moving around like selfie style the entire time. But I think it was hilarious that they did it that way. But honestly, that entire scene was brutal. And not only to the cops, what he did to Rupture right afterwards too.
Just killed him in cold blood.
Yes.
Pretty much like he killed everybody else.
Yeah, he pretty much took... Like, he took out the heroes and, like, all right, cool. No one else left. Well, might as well take him out. He's useless to me now. He got captured, so he's dead.
That and, you know, it also kind of lends itself to Cisco seeing him die. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it still looks like his brother. It might not actually be his actual brother, but it still looks very much like him. So I think that's one of those things that hit Cisco pretty hard.
Yeah, as soon as he saw that happen, he was like, oh, man, like, he just killed him. And then that's when him and his brother... pretty much had that embrace together. It's like, he's dead. It's like, well,
I've seen you die, essentially.
Yeah, so like, I want us to like last now. Like, I want us to be together again.
Now to the juiciest part of the episode, the last couple of minutes of the episode, where basically this whole time, you know, Wells has been trying to convince Barry to do the particle accelerator plan, and he's been hesitant. But Zoom pretty much killed everyone right in front of him, and there was nothing Barry could do. Like, he left them with no choice. So that's when Barry finally decides, I'm going to do it. Like, essentially, I have no choice.
Yeah, there really wasn't. That's the obvious choice. Like, he took down everybody. You might as well just man up now.
So we do see him jump into the particle accelerator, and they're trying to recreate the experiment with the lightning, with everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it from what it seems like, it doesn't go as planned. And you see Barry essentially what happened to Trajectory, mm-hmm. like where she disintegrates, you mm-hmm. see the exact same thing happen to Barry as he's in the particle accelerator.
Oh man, was that was terrifying to watch. And them watching that happen too, whoa. Like I just don't know how to feel about that.
And, you know, Zoom even comes in because obviously he thinks that they're trying to get the Flash's speed back. Mm-hmm. And Zoom comes in and sees what happens. And he doesn't mess with them in any way. He's just like, okay, you guys try to recreate the experiment. You just killed the guy.
Yep.
And he just really wanted to rub it in. And he just leaves. He doesn't try to mess with anyone else to any extent. He's like, that's it. That's no. all you had to say.
Yeah, that's all it really was. But I like the stuff that happens before they're doing that. When they're talking about how they're going to recreate it. They needed the wand. The magic
Weather
wand.
Wizards won?
Yeah, they knew Weather Wizards won. And the way how Harrison Wells said it to Cisco, like, yeah, we need you with your, like, Harry Potter wand.
Oh, yeah. And when he goes up to the top of the ceiling, he's like...
Espresso Patronum. I was like, what? Like, oh, my God. Like, you could show, like, all the random... The thing is, they keep it really comical, and I like that. And
even at the most serious,
times, which is great. Like, that one was really great. And then he makes the Warcraft reference as well, at, like, the very beginning of the episode, too. He says, Leroy, he's like, are you guys playing video games? Leroy. I was like, honestly, this episode has had everything going for it, and it destroyed everybody. It really did. And this is one of those really hard-pounding, like, scenes to watch, and the aftermath of it, too. And it gets you going, like, what's gonna happen now? Like,
now, really, one thing we did see is the particle accelerator explode.
Yeah,
and it hits two people.
Yes,
both Jesse and Wally. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, we've been kind of wondering
when,
what's gonna happen with Wally, and when Wally's gonna get a speed. Because everyone, you know, sort of knows like Wally is eventually gonna be a speedster. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is that moment?
I believe it's probably gonna have to be now, because this is essentially what happens when Barry Allen himself in the comic books, when he died, Wally West just came up and took the mantle, because he was already Kid Flash as it was, so he just took the mantle and became the Scarlet Speedster. So this is pretty much where they're going to pretty much put him in that situation, if somehow he does develop powers.
I definitely want to see the next couple episodes, because it sort of seems like, okay, now Wally, there's a couple of mysteries still left in the season, like who's the guy in the Iron Mask.
Yes.
You know, now that we're seeing like Barry disappear, like you get the feeling that he's still around. Mm-hmm. My guess was that he's super fast, so he can't really materialize mm-hmm. or slow down in any way. Like he probably can't control the Speed Force.
I'm still thinking he's probably trapped either in another world, or probably technically like an Earth 2. He got transported there somehow, because he's technically still in line with the Speed Force.
Yeah, it
takes you through dimensions and time, so it could be either one of those two.
Well, I'm definitely waiting for the next couple episodes, because there's only 3 episodes left in the season. So you know some really gnarly stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, this is what, the last 3 episodes that are left? Oh, man. Like, this is where it's going to get really, really juicy. And I really want to see how this plays out.
Definitely. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of The Flashcast. If you guys want to check out more of the stuff we got going on, head on over to filmbook.com, that's film-book.com, and search for either Stephen Bueno or The Flashcast. If you guys are interested in checking out some of the stuff we do outside of Filmbook, you can check us out on YouTube by going to youtube.com/leagueofgents, that's G-E-N-T-S, or checking us out on Facebook by going to facebook.com/leagueofordinarygents, G-E-N-T-S. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast services, go ahead and rate and review this episode. If you listen to this podcast on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up video and leave a comment in the comment section. We definitely want to hear from you guys.